Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread as it's good food for the soul. Good edifying preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord, as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer. And Lord, bless all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
Father, in Jesus' name, help us today to walk in thy way. We are thine, O God. That's not our choice. It's our testimony. It is a glorious thing that we should be called sons of God, that we should be heirs of God, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. So help us, Lord, to worship you. Help me to speak as the oracles of God. We would hear what the Spirit saith. We would be doers of the work. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So first we got to begin with the situation that we've got. Efficiency. God likes efficiency to the point that he himself wastes nothing. God makes use of everything. He makes good and righteous use of everything. That's because he's wise. That's because he's love. God doesn't waste anything. It may appear that he does. Look how much he paid for us. We must understand that it's wise and it's efficient because God did it. All right. But we want to talk about our wheat. Apparently, we're throwing too much of it away. So we like to fix that. All right. So I'm appealing to you in righteousness. Help us to fix it. There's a few things Walter wants to try. But to the end that whoever sifts some flour, then they need to make good use of all of it. Yeah. Not sift off some and the stuff they don't want, pass it on to someone else. Whatever you sift, you make sure that you use it efficiently. We'll try to tune up the grinders a little bit. Right now we're trying to tune us up. I don't believe the folk before us had electric grinders. Maybe they did, but I don't think so. I don't think they threw away all of their wheat. I don't think so. This is something we learned. Well, it's the way of the heathen. Just understand that. And God can help us. It's just as wasteful as putting honey in your cup and leaving it there and turning it in to be thrown away. Of course, we've had faithful folk who, you know, sort of got that stuff and gave it to the bees or something, or reuse it. This is righteousness. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So you all bear with us and work with us so that we make good use of our wheat. The other thing we should keep in mind is we don't grow it here. We could, but we don't. All right? So we have to go out and get it. We need to be faithful in it. We have honey here. We have bees, but they can't keep up with you. In righteousness, we would just keep up with them. That means whatever honey they made, we would be content with. That would be righteousness. But even if we go out to get honey, righteousness is that we use it faithfully. And the wheat. And of course, we don't like to... We like righteousness because we're righteous folk. And help me, Jesus. A lot of rules and laws doesn't make for righteousness. So I'm not appealing to you in that way. All the rules that we could make The law was airtight. Y'all know the law was airtight? Ain't no law you ever found a loophole in it. Yet it didn't make for righteousness. But there is a way made for righteousness. That's what I'm talking about. But it's concerning everything. You know, for your salvation, the way we live, the way we treat one another, the way we serve one another, this all has to do with righteousness, which the Lord has imputed unto us. It's his own righteousness, so it works perfectly. See, that's how I'm appealing to us. I could say lots of things, and I pray that I just say the right thing. You know, we've learned the way of the heathen. We've gotten heathen appetites, you know. I talked about sifting the flour one time, and I didn't understand that we were buying white flour. We shouldn't do that. Oh, but we like pizza. We should figure out how to fix it without the white flour. We should figure out how to make the cornbread without the Jiffy mix. Now, I'm a cornbread eater from way back. Cornbread I ate never had Jiffy mix in it. Some of the best stuff I ever had. We make a meal on it. But here, some have learned the way of the heathen. We need Jiffy mix for our cornbread. Now, see, I want to say this in love. They're still God's children. But it's just something that we need to unlearn. You know, we come here and we have baggage. We need to unload it. And that's why we're here. If we were ready, God would take us. You know what happened when the fruit get ripe and you don't get it? It starts going back. Yes, it does. Now, our Father is a great husbandman. He's not going to let us ripen up and then start to go back. But that's exactly what happened. It don't get riper and riper and riper. Once it gets to the point that it needs to be, after that it goes back. All right? So here we are, being ripened up. The husbandman is cultivating us and purging us. And he's going to get a harvest. Even now the word says he waited for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it. All right. So let's be careful in everything. Now, I can eat just about anything. I consider that grace from God. Of course, my parents helped me out. I appreciate that. I don't have to have my egg fried a certain way. Oh, no. I've learned to a good degree to eat what's set before me. Now, everybody don't have this grace. Let me read my scripture. Everybody don't have this grace. It's available. I found it in Ephesians chapter 3, no, 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. See? Every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Every man have his proper gift of God. Thank you, Lord. But still, righteousness is required of all of us with whatever gift God's given us. Now, I can instruct folk what to do if they can't eat everything. Be careful what you put on your plate. Guess what happens? The one that are picky don't know how to. And I can't tell them because they won't listen to me. Huh? Now, if you're a picky eater, now raise your hand. Then make sure, see, nobody raised their hand. But one. When you go through the line, make sure I can eat this before you put it on your plate. Oh, there you go. Good. Thank you. Now, that's how you do it. You don't put it on your plate and then say, oh, I don't like this stuff. I can't eat it. Here, you won't eat it? Come on. I'm on a food reduction plan. And I endeavor to be careful what I put on my plate. In righteousness. I'm not saying anything wrong. No. Oh, you're oppressing us, Pastor Wright. Telling y'all about righteousness? Is that oppressive? Well, we need to consider that, huh? Usually when you talk to folk about righteousness, they say it's oppressive. Huh? Yeah, they do. They say it's binding. And it is binding. It is not oppressive, though. It's liberating. I know by experience. Thank you, Lord. There are some that are more blessed in the measure of being conservative. But we can all do better. Huh? Sister Rose, she don't want to throw away anything. To the point of we have too much stuff. You know, have to draw the line somewhere. Sometimes you have to be faithful and throw it away. All right? And somebody have to make the decision. Otherwise, it'll be like the fruit. It will start to be unrighteousness. You know, it'll start out in righteousness. Let's say this, let's say this. But if you do it overly, it'll start out to be unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. But righteousness involves, that's what God called us for. Make us into the image of Jesus Christ. Now, he's the righteousness of God. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, as long as we have that heart and that mindset, we do well. But how quickly we deviate from that based upon the lust of the flesh. You know, what I like to eat. The cats like that too. That stuff she don't like to eat. It don't slow me down. I try to be a good provider for the cat. Of course, they're good hunters too. I mean, by nature. Thank you, Lord. But anyway, there's things that the cat don't too much care for. Shame on her. We put out what we put out. All right? And God provides for us. We may not like what God provides. And that's part of our salvation, you know, to set our affection on things above, to desire the things that are above, not the things on earth, to lay up treasures in heaven, not treasures on earth. Huh? Consider one of the greatest rewards that God give us is righteousness. Righteousness means justification. Huh? That mean that we overcome all things because there's no law against it. Everybody understand that? If you're justified, you're justified. And that's what we are in Christ. Those whom he called, he also justified. Glory, glory. Now we need to consider this grace that God's given us. Righteousness and justification. Yeah, he's given us. So we can stand up in any court. Absolutely. We can stand before God. Without his righteousness, we won't be able to stand. No matter whatever we call ourselves, whatever we do, like Pastor Timothy was preaching, whatever we achieve, it won't be enough. But here we are, if we believe on Jesus Christ, which is again a gift from God, men don't believe on Jesus Christ of their own initiative. Now, when you believe on Christ, it's because he gave you a gift. So we're proud preachers anyway, though, but we're a bunch of beggars because all we have received. Yet if you want to hear somebody boast, listen to the man. Oh, look at me and I do this and I don't do that. Thank you, Lord. God's going to save us, though. We ought to rejoice in it. Hallelujah. All right. So I guess we've got that settled, huh? So we're not going to grind any wheat for a while because we got stuff we need to use. Is that fair enough? So that stuff that you all have been not using, you'll have to dress it up and use it. Is this unrighteous? Hallelujah. Y'all, let's work together. Which means we don't need any sowing discord, seeds of discord, froward mouths and evil speaking. And if you're not willing to say it openly, usually it's evil. Usually it is. Oh, here, David, he's going to talk to us this morning. Praise the Lord, saints. All right, we're going to listen, brother.
There's just something we need to do with when we bring in the produce. We're going after the good ones and leaving the ones with any blemishes on them. Well, we shouldn't do that. We should go after the ones with the blemishes on because they're going to go bad first. So then we're going to lose them. See, that's not righteous. So we need to do what's right. So we need to leave the good ones alone and use the other ones first. And that would be pleasing to God. So we need help on that, Lord. Yep. That's all.
That's the truth. Of course, we don't know that, do we? We never heard that before. Oh, but that old lust of the flesh, it overcomes righteousness. It just don't submit to righteousness. Never will. But, you know, he's speaking the truth. He's speaking the truth. But we like to go for the biggest. We like to go for the best. And the rest of it, we like to let somebody else use it or let it be thrown away. Not right. Hallelujah. And once you remove the blemish, we don't know the difference. No, we don't. I don't. Hallelujah. So hopefully we'll do better. Thank you, Lord. What are you fussing about, Charlene?
I said a lot of times it's sweeter.
That's the truth, too. By experience. Oh, the pears, I'd always get the one with the blemish. And I cut the blemish out, the best pair. Exactly. Exactly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But of course, the way of the heathen is they pick through everything so they can get the best. Yeah. Now, see, this is stuff that we've learned. You know we have. And we need to unlearn it because it's not righteous. It's not righteous. If we want to please God, then we'll be faithful in what we have. If we get blemished vegetables, blemished fruit, blemished brother, blemished sister, then we deal with them righteously. All right? Well, Tim, praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. Okay. Brother Tom Woodard, y'all heard of him, huh? He's been here before. Precious brother. He always said, make sure you tell the saints that I appreciate their prayers and I'm praying for them. So I want to tell y'all, Brother Thomas Woodard, he's in Westbrook, Maine, with his household. He got mama son, papa son. You know how that goes. Y'all don't know? Well, that's how it is. So he's the man in charge. And he has good understanding. He says, Pastor Rice, I'm just like you. He says, just a different measure. He says, I'm the spiritual leader here. Isn't that good understanding? If husbands would understand that. But see, what they don't understand is, well, you just do what I say, do what I say. Well, he's a spiritual leader too. Like Ahab. You know, he was a spiritual leader. Not very good though. But he had the authority. He was in the lineage of David. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. So was Solomon. Praise the Lord. Old Manasseh. Hezekiah. Ahaz. See? And thrones are set for judgment. To bring about righteousness. So that's what a spiritual leader is to do. He's set for judgment so he can bring about righteousness. Now, that means he does what he does, and after that, you know, praise the Lord. You can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it. Now, even though these spiritual leaders, some of them were just wicked, they were still in authority. And in their wickedness, they caused God's people to err. But there was always a remnant. Everybody didn't follow Ahab. No, everybody didn't follow Manasseh. They had a hard time, though, because the ones that followed him persecuted them. Absolutely. And, of course, they paid for their sin. They paid for their error. and causing God's people error because they were in authority. We hear this song talking about authority all the time. I wish I could hear the words. Maybe we'll let Sherry do that for us. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, Pastor Rice, not sure we want to hear about authority. Well, that's an honest answer. You can't be saved then. You know we have authority over our adversary? That's our salvation. But our authority over our adversary also is obedience to our God. They are the same. When we disobey our God, then we relinquish our authority over the adversary. Well, we're wise, and we'll say amen, but we won't go any farther, huh? That means we're wise in our own conceit. Huh? This isn't the first time y'all heard this, have you? Huh? Now, we that are strong will bear the infirmities of the weak. We're going to treat you all like sons of God. Hallelujah. It's our privilege. It's our calling. Behold what manner of love. Hallelujah. Behold how good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Now, if I was in another place and there was nobody with me, I'd have to do this by myself. I'd do it, you understand. With the grace that I have, I'd give God glory no matter what. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, that's my calling. That's our calling. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Well, there's opposition. There's things that come against it. Usually we like those things, though. That's where the problem is. If these things we would hate, then we would overcome. But the things that are against us, we somehow love. See? We do need a great deliverance, don't we? He has delivered us. He is delivering us. We trust that he will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, I have a responsibility. I'd like for, you know, Malone to stand up and talk to us about waste and stuff, but, you know, it's given to me. Well, you can help like David did. See? He did it very good. Yes, he did. There was nothing wrong in his presentation. He appealed to us in righteousness. He told the truth. See? You could do it the same way. But usually when you do it privily, secretly, you know, you don't do it right. If it's right, then, you know, you don't fear. You're bold. See how the man said, boldly. So he puts it out there, and, you know. That when it's good, when it's right, that's how you do it. Thank you. When you're seeking your own way, then you work deceit. You know what deceivers do? They deceive. Even themselves. This is the all-wise God. This is the all-wise God. If we could deceive and not be deceived, we'd do it. Yes, we would. Yes, we would. Let me tell you the truth, though. There's no way to do that. And men still work deceit, but all they do is deceive themselves. Y'all don't know that? Anybody ever deceive themselves? It's very convenient, isn't it? But it won't stand in the judgment. Thank you, Lord. Oh, so Brother Tom said, yeah, I'm just like you, Pastor Rice. He said, just a different measure. Brother Tom has good understanding. Good understanding. And he said, I, you know, have to deal with things, and it's not against me. He said, I'm the spiritual leader here. So my prayer for Tom and any like that is that God calls you to walk in wisdom and maintain your integrity. I always pray that for Brother Tom. That's the only way he can do it, in the wisdom of God. In the wisdom of Tom, he'll have big trouble. Thank you, Lord. and his troubles will overcome him. In the wisdom of God, he'll have trouble, but he'll Amen. Overcome them.
Huh?
Now, God expects things need to be worked out. Otherwise, there would be no reason for authority in the throne set for judgment. So if we go about thinking, well, everybody ought to be perfect like me, then we're not seeking after righteousness. That's not seeking after righteousness. And boy, if they would just do things like I do them. The one thing we should do is do the things that make for peace. How beautiful that is. How beautiful. Talked to Walter this morning, and brother, it was just like poetry. Because his speech was about righteousness. It's poetry when you do it. I can tell the difference. I can tell the difference in asking and demanding. Some of us still don't know. Even if you say you're demanding, if they're demanding, they'll say, no, I'm not demanding. This is right. See? Well, we don't tell God he's authority.
Amen.
This is right, God. Make Terry leave me alone. No.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We let our requests be made known to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So when we are done making our petition, then we stop complaining.
Amen.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Hallelujah.
I see.
Thank you, Lord.
Otherwise,
thank you, Jesus.
We're demanding.
Amen.
Otherwise, we're saying,
thank you, Lord.
Move over, God.
Yep.
You really didn't handle it right.
Jesus.
Huh? You're moving too slow, or you're not moving right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? See, I'll tell y'all the truth. In the carnal, you don't see it that way. You say, this is right, and I can do everything and anything. You know, there's no law when I want to do right. Well, there's the law of righteousness. Huh? Yeah, there is. Hallelujah. I'm going on in the name of Jesus. Are we all determined to do right this morning? We're going to respond righteously, look right. Y'all aren't going to look at me, how Brother Sarah said, out of the corner of your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Wonder what he mean by that. Hey, wonder what he mean by that. Some of y'all looking at me out of the corner of your eyes. Huh? Praise the Lord, say. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be strong in the Lord. That commandment from God. Y'all not happy about that? Some of you all don't look too happy. What? Is it right for us to receive the ingratitude word with meekness?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Let your joy be full. Oh, thank you, Lord. We'll start at John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. This sounds quite redundant, though. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, You shall ask what you will.
Amen.
Not tell. You shall ask what you will. And it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Continue. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Thank you, Lord. Continue ye in my love. There are those that supposedly heard from God, testified that the prophet was sent from God and came here and testified that God brought him here. Huh? And they brought him here by the word that the messenger spoke. And lo and behold, they found out something that moved them away from that. They think they found it in Brother Stair,
exactly.
But it was found in them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always that way. Huh? You think you find something in your neighbor, but you found it in you. Hallelujah. So don't you all look at me sideways or out of the corner of your eyes this morning. Let's look full into his face.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And the Spirit, the Word, God, he's still searching.
Yeah.
He's still searching. Thank you, Lord. So you'll know. He knows. You know why God searches? So we know. Thank you, Lord. Well, I remember when we buried Chris. We buried him here, of course. Everybody didn't agree. Nevertheless, that's what happened. You know, I guess we could make a fuss over it, have his body exhumed or whatever, but, well, we could. I can't. I don't have the authority. Praise the Lord. But anyway, I'm remembering of the people that came because he was a likable fellow. And I remember Brother Pastor Timothy's countenance. Boy, he was looking good. And I heard him say this. Man, this is just like it used to be. Not quite. But there were a bunch here, but not like it used to be. But that did gladden his heart. Hallelujah. If you keep my commandments, it's talking about abiding in his love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Now, this is not talking about the letter. Can't be done. Huh? By the law, we can't be justified. Simply, by the love of God, his love working through us. Hallelujah. This is how we keep his commandments. It is by love. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It's not by good feelings. Not by what the other fellow does. It's by what God has done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're dealing with your neighbor. It's your testimony of what God's done in your heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You lie on God.
Amen.
Yeah. He's done better than that in your heart. You're just a false witness.
That's right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You're just a false witness. What we read about the love of God, we read that it's in you. And some of us don't testify very well of the love of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is my commandment that ye love one another.
Amen.
That'll take care of it.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, it will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm reading it right here.
Amen.
Commandment is singular.
Amen.
That means it covers everything.
Yes.
This one commandment covers all that God would have you to do.
Amen.
This one commandment works all the righteousness
Amen.
Of God.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Glory.
This one commandment.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's you abiding
Amen.
In him
yes.
and he abiding
yes,
in you.
Lord.
You bring forth
Amen.
Fruit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Get happy, Charlene.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, it qualifies. He said, love one another as I have loved you.
Yes.
You know, so all your the commandment is just for to love,
Amen.
Not to look for a reason not to.
Amen.
that's Amen. Not how God loved us.
Love.
You know, if God looked for a reason not to love us,
Amen.
Couldn't he find
Thank
it?
You, Lord.
Well, he could find it in me. You all can be liars if you want to. Huh? There's nothing hidden from him.
So
if he were looking for a reason not to love you, then he'd find it. That's not how he loves us, though. Make sure that's how you love Charles.
That's right. That's
okay?
Crazy.
Now, this is simple.
Yes.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Well,
when you let the devil give you all these intricate plans and deceits and, you know, matters of, you know, evasion, I'm going to hold you to the truth.
Yes.
The commandment is that you love
yes.
one another.
Amen.
Oh, I love God. I love God. Well, if you do, then you love the brethren also. See? We have this commandment. We have this commandment. We have this commandment, Charlene. If we love God, we love the brethren also. So that means God's love that he puts in you, love the brethren. And when you get in the way, you're a false witness.
Amen. Amen.
You're not testifying the truth about God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. As I have loved you, that's how we love. Otherwise, it's no good. You know. You say even the publicans, you know, they love them that love them. What more is required of us? Huh? We love him, but he first loved us.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yeah, what thank is it if, you know, we do wrong and we suffer for it? Huh? But if we do right and suffer for it, then God is glorified. Well, usually if we do right and suffer for it, we make sure it's wrong. Come on, because we won't suffer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, this is our calling. Christ's our example. When he was reviled, revile not again. Thank you, Lord. So let us rejoice inasmuch as we are partakers of Christ's suffering. Now, that's different than complaining. Let's not complain because, you know, we bear one another's burdens. Let us not complain. That we cover one another's sin.
Amen.
Oh, what do you mean, Pastor Rice? I mean what I said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going on.
Amen.
Greater love hath no man than this,
Amen.
That a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. He's only got one commandment. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Let us testify and ordain you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Again, it's very redundant. These things I command you, that ye love one another. You know, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now, if you were of the world, you would love his own. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, I've chosen you out. Therefore, the world hateth us. So, we rejoice in that. Now the works of the flesh.
Amen.
Do we know about the works of the flesh? I'm just asking for effect. Hallelujah. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. If you look at Matthew 15, when it talks about the things that come out of a man's heart, it's these same things. These are the things that defile them. They don't come with eating with unwashing hands. They come naturally out of your heart. See? These are the things that defile a man. Not eating with unwashing hands. Because the things that come out of a heart are these things. Adultery and fornication. Uncleanness. Lascivity. Where do they come from? Out of the heart. Oh, not my heart. Then I get... God is a liar then. Oh, thank you, Lord. But. The fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Not the fruit of the flesh. Flesh have no fruit.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
No.
Yes, hallelujah.
No.
Amen.
But the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit is love. That's what God would have us bring forth. When he said bring forth fruit, love.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's expounded upon because it goes and talks about things that are encompassed in love. Y'all want to hear about it? Oh, well, you probably won't like this one. It says joy.
Yes!
Woo, come on,
hallelujah! Glory!
Woo, glory, glory!
Hallelujah!
Alright. Y'all don't get your own book and follow along with me. Y'all think I'm making it up? It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Woo! Alright. Huh? So this is what we're to bring forth. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you want to hear more?
Yes.
Long suffering.
Amen.
This will help you get along with your neighbor.
Yeah.
Huh? You just suffer along with Sherry. It'll be all right. Just suffer along with it. It'll be all right. Hallelujah. Because our God is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish. Love suffereth long.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Woo. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, this is all I can take.
Thank
no more.
Lord.
That's enough, Charlene. No. Long suffering. Long suffering. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Of course, if you don't start on the right track, you won't end up at the right destination. You try to do anything without the love, it just won't happen. It won't happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Gentleness, goodness, faith. Meekness and temperance. It says here, against such there is no law. In love, you don't do anybody wrong.
That's right.
No,
amen,
love doesn't do wrong.
Amen.
Love does right.
Does right.
Hallelujah.
Always.
Huh?
Always.
Love.
Yes.
Right? No law against it. Of course, men make law against it, but it's not against
amen.
It. You understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But according to the law, if you're offending one point, then you're guilty of all.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. If you love, you fulfill all
amen.
Righteousness.
Amen.
You fulfill all righteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus said to John, baptize me. I said, I'm not worthy to be baptized to baptize you. Huh?
Amen.
Jesus said, nevertheless, let's fulfill all righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He was baptized by John. Sharon's working on the song. I like the song. Y'all heard the song? Sharon's working on it. Hallelujah. It's something to think about, huh? The master wading out to the, in the water to be baptized of John. Isn't that something? Huh? What meekness? What submission? What love? What righteousness? Hallelujah. Now, when there was a lot of baptizing going on here, you know, a bunch of folks said, yeah, I want Brother Stair to baptize. I don't think he baptized any. He sent some men to do it. Isn't that all right? Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. These things I command you. Thank you, Lord. And his commandments are not grievous. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no law against love. James say, if ye fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor. See how it goes? As thyself. You do well. It's the royal law. Love your neighbor as yourself. The counter or the reverse, but if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. But whoso ever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. See how that works together? I'm going to read on. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
Amen, brother.
Huh? That yes. You obtain the righteousness.
Right. Amen.
Yes, you
yes.
do. It fulfilled all the righteousness that the law demands. And the law demands righteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By love we fulfill it. Of course, we don't have it, but God gives it to us.
Hallelujah.
Huh? How obnoxious when we fail to use it.
Amen.
When we dam it up and don't allow it to flow through us.
Hallelujah.
You know, the rivers of living water, let them flow. As the scripture has said. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read on. Hallelujah. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill. We know about that, don't we? Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended. You know what comprehended means? In this saying, namely, it's saying the same, this is redundant. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If we love our neighbor as we love ourselves, we fulfill huh? The law. We fulfill all righteousness. What about if we don't? Then we come short. Love working no ill to his neighbor. That's why there's no law against it. Hallelujah. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Charlene, I wish you'd get happy this morning. Now the end of the commandment is charity. I told you that. Out of a pure heart. A good conscience. And faith unfeigned. Hallelujah. Pure heart. Yeah, the word has to fall upon a good and honest heart. To bring forth some fruit. Hallelujah. And fruit is love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now it says, from which some having swerved have turned aside. They departed from the end of the commandment, which is charity. With carnal works. Praise God.
Amen.
With their tenets of faith and their little commandments, mm-hmm, their doctrines and their policies, they moved away.
Yes.
Commandment,
amen.
End of it, charity.
Amen.
Out of a pure heart.
Amen.
Good conscience.
Yes, Lord.
Faith, unfeigned. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor where they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man uses it lawfully. Hallelujah. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. It is made for the lawless and the disobedient. Hmm? For the ungodly and for the sinners. For unholy and profane. For murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men sealers, for liars. The law is made for these. Thank you, Lord. For perjured persons. And if there be anything that is contrary to sound doctrine, that's what the law is for. Hallelujah. But we're not under the law, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hallelujah. Law don't bother us. Yeah, we fulfill the law. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Again, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch under prayer. And above all things. Oh, Lord. Should I read this? Have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, we know that sin is sin. Praise the Lord. But we don't let the sin we see in our neighbor separate us.
Oh,
praise the Lord. No, we overlook it to the point that it causes separation. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. There's things we can do. We can pray. We can intercede. We can love. We can entreat. Yeah. I mean, that's what we ought to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, we being men ought to know why we need charity.
Yes.
If we don't, now we're deceiving ourselves.
Amen.
We're deceiving ourselves.
Amen.
Yeah, we need something to cover the multitude
that's
of sin.
Right. Hallelujah.
Right after that is use hospitality.
Amen.
Without grudging.
Amen.
Use hospitality one to another.
Amen.
Huh? Without grudging. We read grudging in the book a few times. Huh? Yes, we do. Grudge not.
Amen.
One against another brother.
Hallelujah.
If you do now, you'll be condemned.
Right.
Mm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Said, behold, the judge standeth before
Amen.
The door.
Thank God.
And so there's no need to grudge. We know by love we cover the multitude of sins. Hallelujah. We say it's sin, but this is my response to it. See, that's love. Glory, glory. It's the righteous response. I've got some more. Thank you, Jesus. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Sell that you have and give alms, provide yourself bags that wax not old. Hallelujah. A treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, no moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, and where your heart be also, let your loins be girded about, and your light's burning.
Amen.
And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, he may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching, watching, like the cat was the other day. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, make them sit down to meat, and he shall come forth and serve them. Hallelujah. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, findeth so doing. Of a truth, I say that he will make him ruler over all that he has. Y'all believe that God's able to fulfill his promise? Huh? Whatever he promised, you believe he's able to perform it? Make you rule over all that he has. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. That's worth waiting for. Well, make sure when he comes, we're found waiting. Huh? We don't find something else to do. There's many things, many distractions, and they're all in the category it's lawful for us to do them. You know that, don't you? Yeah, yes, sir. Oh, no harm in me doing this. You know, I'm taking a pleasure trip. No harm in me doing this. I'm visiting so-and-so. See? Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm not going anywhere to visit anybody. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. I'm here with my family. It's where God brought me. Where God brought us. Hallelujah. I want to be faithful. Thank you, Lord. Of course, God has given me grace. Yeah, otherwise I'd want to go visit my kinfolk. But I don't. I'm not too keen on them coming to visit me. Absolutely. Hey, I put my hand to the plow. Absolutely. I'm seeking the kingdom and his righteousness. Yeah, I don't want nothing in my way. There's enough in the way already. We don't want him to come down here just after the flesh. No, we've done enough of that. Praise the Lord. Huh? They can't rejoice in my God and rejoice in the things I rejoice in. No need for him to come. What we need to do, we can do from here. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I'm serious, saints. Oh, you don't love your son. Well, I do. I love him like this. I love God. Is that how you love your children? If you don't love them like that, then you don't love them. Hallelujah. When we love God, then we can love everybody right.
Amen.
And if we love God, then we love our neighbor like we love ourselves. Don't try to toss that under the table. You know why we want to talk about everything else. Huh? Pastor Rice, you spit on me when you preach. No, forget about that. Let's love our neighbor as we love ourselves. I don't mean to spit on you, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But if I do, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, there were times, you know, when I enjoyed getting together with the kinfolk. You know, they tell you about old times and things used to be and such and such. I have no desire for that. No, I don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Paul said, I wish that his kinsmen, after he said, I wish they were like me altogether. Except for these bonds.
Amen.
And that's what I feel about my kinfolk and anybody else, that they'd have this love in their hearts. Yeah, that's my desire for you. Huh? Absolutely. I mean, that is the love of God. You know, the love of God in your heart, say, yeah, I wish everybody had. Yeah. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, that's God's heart.
Amen.
That's how He made it available.
Amen.
We couldn't have gotten it from Walmart.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Of course, watching and waiting and looking for the Master, it always gives this admonition. But and if that servant said in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, which is manifest by how you deal with your neighbor.
Amen.
Now, we don't want to put it like that. I'm still waiting for Jesus to come while we're whacking on our neighbor.
Exactly.
Huh?
Amen.
While we're taking all the good and leaving them the bad. I'm waiting on the Lord to come.
Praise
huh?
Lord.
I'm going to use all the good flour. I'm going to leave them this stuff. Let them sift it. Or let them figure out what to do with it. Well, I preach good. But, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back yet. Yeah, the preachers come. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Huh? So, in the heart. So God looks on the heart. So if we say in the heart, the Lord delayeth his coming, which is manifest by how we deal with one another, what we find to do. See? That's why these things are evil, you know, because we don't have time to do those things if we're waiting for the Lord. I have no time for a pleasure trip. Just to go somewhere just to be going, I have no time. Not even to Augusta. See? I don't want to go to Augusta just to go to. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. I'm going to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Huh? I'm engrossed with it. Yeah, I'm saturated with it. I'm filled with it. My heart's desires. Yeah, praise the Lord. Of course, I have grace for this. Hallelujah. I have grace for it. It didn't come from me. Thank you, Lord. It is my testimony. Oh, praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Give unto the Lord. All ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord. All ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, Lord. Well, Marilyn has joined us. Praise the Lord, Marilyn. Hallelujah. There's David. Praise the Lord, David. Hallelujah. My encounter with David, he said, I heard you didn't want me to leave that honey in the cup like that. I said, that's right. He said, okay. Isn't that what you said, David? We're going to hold you to it. Yeah, stir that stuff up and drink it.
Amen.
It's good.
Amen.
You really don't need that much.
No.
No, you just got to get it mixed up. Stir it up like the gift that is within you. You don't need that much. Just stir it up. Stir up that gift that is within you. Glory, glory. Yeah, even faith, you don't need that much. Just as a grain of a mustard seed. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, God is so great and powerful. We don't need a whole bunch.
Amen. Glory. Thank you,
Jesus. All right, we're going to conclude in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the scriptures, we find this phrase, above all, finally, brethren. So that's how we're going to conclude. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to conclude, but we'll still continue. Everybody understand that? Because no stop until we get to the end. Huh? Of course, the end is charity. Oh, the beginning is charity. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Raise the Lord. Give God the praise. I wrote some things. Let me see where I put them. There they are. Look at there. Finally, above all. Finally, eventually, at last, ultimately, conclusively, huh? In summation, in synopsis. This is the sum of the matter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Y'all want to hear? Fear God. Keep His commandment. This is the whole duty of man. So certainly if Paul says, finally, brethren, we're going to tune our ears up, huh? Or if you say, above all, huh? Talking the main point, above all, if nothing else, at least this. All right, I'm going to read them then. All right, we're going to leave here rejoicing, I'm sure. Huh? We're going to be dancing in the streets. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Above all, okay, we'll begin with Ephesians. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, that you may ask or think. Hallelujah. According to the power that worketh in us. It is the power of love. Hallelujah. There is one body. Oh, help us to take it in, Lord. One spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father, above all. Yeah, through all and in you all. Hallelujah. He's above all. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Through all and in you all. Christ in you all. Hallelujah. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Above all. This is concerning the whole armor of God. Of course, the whole armor is needed to be effective. But above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you may quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. This is what the well-dressed saint will be wearing. Huh? Hallelujah. The well-dressed saint, huh? He'll have his robe of righteousness on. His helmet of salvation. Glory. Bowels of mercy. Kindness. Humbleness of mind. Meekness. I found it again. Long-suffering. Yeah, Charlene's here. We need long suffering. Hallelujah. Forbearing one another. Yeah, long suffering. Forgiving one another. Long suffering. If any man have a quarrel of any against any, then even as Christ forgave you, so do ye. So also do ye, okay? They'll take care of it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, they'll take care of it. Hallelujah. Just take it off the docket. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory to His name. Glory to His name. I got a few more. Y'all just wait for me.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And above all these things. See, above all, we're looking at above all. Put on charity. See, you knew it was coming, didn't you? Hallelujah. Bowels of mercy. Humbleness, meekness. Long-suffering. Above all, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. To the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Hallelujah. What a righteous response. Huh? What a righteous response. Huh? I mean, giving thanks, it's a righteous response. You can't go wrong in it. Anybody know what to give thanks for? Okay, then. You all are well-versed. You're well-versed. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank God for the preacher who told me about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the sister that trespassed against me. That I can't might forgive her. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm not perverting it, am I?
No.
I'm not. Hallelujah. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will. But above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath. But let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay. Lest ye fall into condemnation. Don't be double-minded. Hallelujah. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Know what you're saying. What do we say? We say, I'm Christ. Well, just know what you're saying. Let your yea be yea. Hey, let your yea be yea. Hallelujah. Are you going to get happy today? Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I've got another one. You want to hear it? It's 1 Peter 4. He said, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch under prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity. See, above all, have fervent charity. It's very consistent, isn't it? We are convinced, aren't we? Hallelujah. We're going to let the peace of God rule in our heart. Hallelujah. We're going to use hospitality one to another. Grudge not one against the other. Hallelujah. Have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Apostle John said, beloved, I wish above all things. How about that? That thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For I greatly rejoiced when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. Amen. Y'all know the truth is in you?
Yes.
Otherwise, we couldn't fulfill the commandment to walk in the truth. The truth is in you.
Yes.
We couldn't abide in him if he wasn't in us. So since he's in us, abide in him.
Amen.
All right?
Thank you, Lord.
Let's not be false witnesses.
Amen.
Christ liveth in you. Christ liveth in me. Christ in you is God's hope of glory. Let's testify. Somebody ought to testify. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, the prosperity that John speaks of is as a soul prospering. Huh? Prospering being healed. And our God healeth all our soul's diseases. Huh? Thank you, Lord. He brought us out of a condition where the soul was sick. Yeah, he brought healing. Yes, he did. And said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Huh? I do it by forgiving your iniquities.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Wellness has to do with the spirit and the body.
Amen.
And the soul.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
So if you want to be well, you can't worry about everything.
Amen.
It don't make for wellness.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
Just understand that you can't make one hair white or black. You can't add one cubic to your stature.
Amen.
So if you can't do that, why take thought for the other? It's just out of your realm. It's not wise just to worry over things, to fret, not even evildoers. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. No. I'm quoting the word that, I'm quoting the scripture. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. They'll soon be cut off. Don't be envious of the wicked. Don't desire their dainties. Yeah, don't dare say, I wish I was going on that pleasure trip. Yeah, repent. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Kingdom. All right. Well, that's above all, so we have to go on to finally, my brethren. That would be the end, huh? I mean, above all, but finally. Huh? Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Well, you all know what it says, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Praise the Lord.
Huh? We have trouble with the finally. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
See? I told you. Hallelujah. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the spirit. We have no confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, my brethren, dearly loved and longed for, my joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Thank you, Lord. I beseech Euodias and Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I found that in Philippians 3 and 4. I've got more, though. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto the Lord. Make us one, Lord. We would all speak the same thing, Lord. Having no divisions among us, Lord. Being perfectly joined together in the same mind, Lord. Glorifying you as we ought to do, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. That's our request. Just a closer walk with thee. Granny Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, Lord. Let it be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, hallelujah. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, hallelujah. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Finally, brethren, we have no time to think of being done wrong. We got to think on these things. Hallelujah. We got no time to think of failing. We got to think about the victory. Glory, glory. No time to mind earthly things. We got to think on the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Things that are good. Things that are true. Things that are just. Things that are honest. Things that are pure. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. If we give ourselves, we'll find time to think about other things. I'm not asking anybody. We'll find time to think other things. We'll find time to do other things. And we won't be in the patient waiting. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you talk like Pastor Rice said, that's all we need to do. Exactly. We don't have time to do anything but wait on Jesus. Why? Because those are the ones he's going to come for. Those that are waiting. If we're going to find time to go do something else, we're going to come back and the door's going to be closed. Y'all know that? Huh? There were five versions that said, well, we got to go do this. Huh? Too late.
Too late. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Those things which you both learned and received and heard and seen in me do. And the God of peace. How many times is he called the God of peace? Huh? The God of peace shall be with you. And the peace of God. Holy that passeth understanding. Love, joy, and peace. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly. That's a good response. That now at last your care of me have flourished again. Oh, ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. All right, we have opportunity today to love one another. Dwell together in unity. Strive together with one mind. I mean, all the things that God hath commanded us,
amen.
He set us in the perfect place.
Yes, he did.
Isn't that right?
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Aren't we in the right place
yes.
to have fervent charity?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Glory, glory. Are we in the right place to be long-suffering? Huh? How about steadfast?
Amen.
Sober and vigilant?
Hallelujah.
Huh? We're in the right place. Hallelujah. He's an all-wise God. Hallelujah. He put us in the place we ought to be. Although the fig tree does not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. What a condition. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my string instruments. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way and eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory, glory. I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem. And joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her. Hallelujah. I will wipe away all tears from off their face. Hallelujah. The prophet Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I'm called by thy name, O Lord of hosts. Prophet Zephaniah said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. Is mighty. He will rejoice over thee with joy. Hallelujah. He will say, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, mighty, mighty. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, here's the last one. I have to tell it to y'all. It's found in 1 Peter. The last, finally, I got it right here. Finally, be ye all of one mind. Woo! Finally, be ye all of one mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Be ye of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. That's the last one. Finally, finally, finally. Glory. Hallelujah. Finally, the King will come. Huh? So shall we be with the Lord forever. Glory, glory. Some of y'all just don't look happy.
Amen.
Huh? That doesn't go good with what we're doing. We're rejoicing. We have commandment. Hallelujah. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. The trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's the promise he made. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He's the God that cannot lie. Amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. All right, brother, pray for us.
Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day here with the family of God. We thank you for this place, a place of repentance and a place of grace. We thank you for the pastor who sent for us to look over us and care for us and lead us in the path of righteousness. We thank you for everything that you provide, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank God for you. You and especially you. Hallelujah. My soul doth magnify the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Lord. That's the right thing for us to do. Certainly we can give thanks in a great salvation, huh? Be better for us to give thanks than to neglect it. Hallelujah. We fail to give thanks, we might neglect it. Huh? We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He goes, gets sweeter and sweeter, brother. Amen. As the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. I'm stirred up. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I believe I'll run on. See what the end will be. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. What'd y'all do with Danielle? I guess she got tired and took off, huh?
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha. The Lord is coming, as he said.